turn it to the beat. It's the driving fire, time to hit the streets. It's PA, listen to him speak. It's PA on the afternoon creep. It's PA with food for ears to eat. It's PA, don't wanna be the beat. Who got local, national, world news? Who got exclusive music and interviews? Seven to be.
Live from the Maze and Wright Media Center, it's Straight Talk with DJ Hilson, your Muskegon County prosecutor. Straight Talk with DJ Hilson, an in-depth discussion on issues that affect you and your community. Sparking conversation, opening dialogue, and breaking down barriers. Have a question about crime prevention, subpoenas, silent observer, or about the law? Call 231-722-8338. It's Straight Talk with DJ Hilson.
Hey, good afternoon, Muskegon. Live in the studio. I got to give... Big run, you know. I give him a hard time a lot, but I got to give him his props today. I mean, you know, I did beat him to the studio because he had to feed Little Rob, so Little Rob had to get fed. It was funny. I was, there's no cars in the parking lot. I'm thinking, here we go again. It's 2 weeks or a month ago. Here we go. I got to chase off after the hospital, find these guys. You know, even though Big Rob texted me today and said, "Hey, are you doing your show today?"
Three hours ago.
Yes, I am doing my show today, and I show up and there's no one here. And I'm thinking, you know what? Those dirty rats, they probably are driving to Lansing right now to go to the basketball game. All that being said, he came huffing and puffing around the corner with his big old satchel of tacos. It was awesome. But, you know, that being said, he did today, I've been told, he put up at eye level, because ladies and gentlemen, in case you didn't know, when I do my show, I stand because, I'm used to standing and talking at the same time. I think better. I definitely gives me the ability to use my hands and everything else when I talk. I'm a hand talker. So at eye level, he threw the old request line. So, I mean, I look at the wall and it's right there. There is no chance ever in the forever future now of the Straight Talk show that I will ever forget the request line because it is bam, it's right there. I can't miss it.
You ain't going to say nothing about the new banner.
Oh, well, the banner, too. I mean, the banner is very impressive. It's got that pop to it. You know, it sparkles. And you definitely know, the call sign and the frequency. The website is there, too. It's very nice. And underneath is a cityscape. I'm going to guess maybe Los Angeles. It kind of looks like the Los Angeles skyline.
Don't that look like Muskegon a little
bit?
Oh,
absolutely. You know, if I look at it close enough, I'm looking at the window, I could see myself. I know there I am. I'm sitting right there. That's amazing. The request line, by the way, is 231-722-8338 because it is smacking me right in the face. But I want to start off today, two things. I forgot to send a text today to my good buddy, Keith Guy, but congratulations to those guys. Good luck tonight. Let's not make it as close as the last game. You know, four overtimes was a little too much for the Hilson household to pace the kitchen, essentially listening. Now, I gotta promote this too. I'm sure you guys are, but I listened to the game on my new 103.7 The Beat phone app.
Yes.
It was awesome. I mean, it was awesome. I mean, I'm standing in the kitchen. I've got my wife and my kids, and I'm standing in the kitchen, and we're listening to the game on my phone. It was awesome. But then, then, you know, the first overtime and then the second overtime. And I'm thinking, you know, I got to get some work done. But the phone stayed on, and I was multitasking.
Listening to the game.
Heck yeah, man. We had to listen to the bitter. Now, thankfully, in the fourth overtime, those guys kind of woke up, and they put the smackdown on them, which was awesome.
Uh-huh.
So that took away a little bit of the stress of, you know, that whole thing.
Yes.
So good luck tonight, guys. I know you're going to represent Muskegon well, but, you know, take it to them for crying out loud. Let's, you know, as much as nobody wants to see a blowout, I don't mind 20-point lead going into the fourth quarter. I'm cool with that.
Now, also, you're talking about the basketball and stuff. Deontay Davis.
Mr. Basketball today.
Mr. Basketball, two times in a row in Muskegon High School.
How about that? Muskegon High School, in the last 2 years, has Mr. Basketball.
Yes.
That is awesome. And
awesome.
Well, Deshaun is playing at...
in New York.
Division One, though.
Yes, Division
right?
One.
Division One, Stony Brook.
Stony Brook. Yep,
Stony Brook, and Dede's going to MSU.
Yeah, MSU.
Woo! That's pretty awesome stuff, guys.
Now, if one of these guys get in the NBA, I know you're a Green Bay Packers fan. I know you love Notre Dame, all that stuff. But what if one of these guys get in the NBA?
Ooh, that would be pretty sweet. You know, I would certainly lobby for them to get drafted by the Heat. although, you know, my guy on the Heat, Dwayne Wade, his years are starting to be numbered a little bit. You know, he's a Marquette University grad. I'm a Marquette University grad. And so ever since the Heat drafted him, I've been a huge Heat fan. But, yeah, I mean, well, you know, more than that, I'm hoping that, you know, they make an effort to come back to Muskegon. Do what they can for Muskegon if they make it in the big time. That to me would be very, very, very cool, and would be representative of the of Muskegon as well. And so I had to start off the program with my hats off to the team, who I'm sure is, if they're not they probably traveled earlier today, so they're probably there. You know, if luck would have it, they're listening to the beat as they're, you know, getting their mind right for the game. And if I could offer any inspiration,
yes, sir,
it is to dunk one for DJ. Dunk one for DJ.
Dunk one for DJ.
Dunk one for DJ.
Now, they tell me you pretty okay at basketball yourself.
Well, listen, I can put shoes on. And, you know, I can bounce a ball. Occasionally I can loft it up there. And you know, the moon and the stars are aligned right, and gravity pull is just about right, and the ball falls through through the hoop.
Uh-huh.
Occasionally. Yeah, well, listen, I got to tell you, it's a ways away, but in October, end of October, the Child Abuse Council, I'm a board member of the Child Abuse Council. Child Abuse Council is putting together a charity basketball game as a fundraiser. They're bringing in the, I don't know, Harlem World Trotters or whatever. Not the Globe Trotters, but the other one.
Yeah,
they're coming into town. All right, they're taking on a celebrity team.
Uh-oh.
Yours truly is on the team.
Uh-oh.
So is my guest, because I roped him into it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I was able to get, I have a commitment from Mr. Coach himself. Keith Guy will be strapping on the shoes and playing on this team. Judge Pittman will be one of our refs. Ron Jenkins will be coaching this motley crew of semi-talented individuals. And we're going to go out there. We're going to have some fun.
Gonna have some fun.
We're gonna lay it down.
Now, are you guys gonna come out on top?
You know, I think the way that it works is that we're just kind of like the guinea pigs, and these guys will run circles around us, and you know, I see it as an opportunity to essentially be the butt of a few jokes.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, I come here and that's, I mean, I'm warmed up for it already.
See, and I think that's why he invited me to play with him. So, therefore, he's not the butt of those jokes.
Oh,
it's,
all
it's
the jokes.
Me out there getting in on that.
I find it funny. You know, this guy weighs probably about a buck 05 wet. And he's like, well, geez, I'm going to have to start training for that. I'm gonna, seriously.
Well, I just, you know, I mean, you can't. I'm already going to look bad on the court.
I'm 43 years old.
You know, here's the thing. We're just going to have to run basketball clinic after clinic at the Boys and Girls Club.
That's right.
For me to get better. That's,
absolutely.
I've got months, I guess.
You got months. Speaking of which, I know he's already, I mean, it's typical here at 103.7. You know, they put my guests on before I invite them. And next thing you know, they got their own shows. I mean, that's just how it works. I mean, yeah, you guys are lucky I don't, like, charge a finder's fee of some kind.
For all this talent.
God, that I'm bringing through. I mean, you know. But anyways, Dakota Crowe, the new executive director of Boys and Girls Club, is joining me tonight. And I know he had an opportunity to kind of already talk a little bit to the community about what's mm-hmm. going on. You know, a lot of things are changing since the last time you've been on the radio. Things are moving forward. And so I guess, you know, we'll take this opportunity for you to give us an update. How are things?
The update as of the last time that we spoke. So, you know, April 13th is going to be the start date for the Boys and Girls Club. We know it's going to start Nelson School. We've got some dedicated space over there and ready to rock and roll and get the doors open. Yes, it is an after-school program right now, hours ranging from 3 until about 7:30. As we've determined, of course, you know, in the summertime, we're still hashing out the exact time frames on those. But basically, you know, we're there to serve the kids at, you know, the points and times that they need. So, you know, we're doing community surveys with the youth, with the parents. The teachers, a lot of the teachers are giving a lot of insights, so getting a lot of buy-in there. But the biggest update I can offer right now, because it's one of those things like, what in the world is this Boys and Girls Club right. thing? And it keeps being a talked about deal. On April 2nd at 5 o'clock until 6:30 at Nelson School, we're going to do kind of a, kind of an introduction to the club. It'll be kind of a membership, parent kind of come in, see what the club's all about, meet the staff. We'll get to run some programs with the kiddos, and it'll be kind of a sign-up night as well.
Fantastic.
And it's important that everybody, gets the word out. And, of course, we'll be sending home flyers with the kiddos and stuff. But be looking for those April 2nd, 5 to 6:30, because we've got limited slots.
Yeah. Well, listen, I tell you, that's really cool. And so if you're listening out there, April 2nd is big night at Nelson School. It's kind of a membership drive. We're looking for kids that, not just that live in the city of Muskegon, but throughout the Muskegon County area to stop by, check it out. Like you're saying, Dakota, I mean, at that point in time, they'll get a chance to see what the kids will be doing. While they're there, and meet you, obviously, and I know that a lot of us board members will be there, and helping out.
We were talking about doing like a little skit, like a day in the life of the club, kind of like
nice.
A little mini version. So
yes.
we'll see how that works out. We're recruiting kids as we speak.
Nice.
So, and if you want to get in contact with us, info@bgclubmuskegon.com. You can hit us up on Facebook or. Cell phone numbers 231-798-5048. Give us a call, get connected if you want to volunteer. If you're looking at, a way to get your kids, maybe grandkids, maybe nephews, nieces involved in the club, now's the time. And we settled on some pretty basically eliminating the barrier to entry. You know, monetary is a barrier to entry.
Absolutely.
And we've got it at $5, right, DJ, for the entire year?
$5 for the year. You can't beat that.
No, and that's the biggest thing, and it's one of those deals. It's like it's open to every kid, and we don't want any type of financial burden to limit that. So,
yeah, I mean, that's part of the Boys and Girls Club, not mantra, but history is that they charge a nominal fee. But like you said, financial burdens are not going to be a hindrance, and I think the club is prepared to be somewhat flexible on that. And we just want the kids, man. We want the kids to show up. We want them to get engaged and really experience what Boys and Girls Club is all about.
Well, see, Paul and Jim last week already paid the first 20 kids' ways.
How about that?
Gave us a 50 spot.
Hey, that's right. I forgot about that. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. That Big Rob in PA already sponsored some kids. So kudos to them. Yeah, you know, and that's awesome. That's just awesome stuff. You know, the other thing that I just want to mention real quick, because this was a surprise to me. We had our board meeting last week, and it was brought to the board's attention that we're already receiving an award.
Yeah, the club.
The club itself is already. We haven't even opened our doors.
We're not even chartered yet. Boys and Girls Club of America doesn't do that, so we had to do something right. You know, basically it was. And going back to that basketball kickoff, you know, whenever we brought Izzo in, he was talking about how it takes, you know, that whole entire community to be that team to make it happen. So, you know, when I said, you know, earlier as far as the contact info, it's, you know, volunteers, donors, you know, kids in the program, potential staff members, all those. It takes all those people to make
absolutely.
This.
Absolutely.
You know, and whenever he said it, I mean, it definitely registered. So, yeah, I mean, on that end, which gets me into this award, I mean, there's no more noble cause than you know, it took a lot of footwork to get the club here.
It did.
And unfortunately, you know, I wasn't a part of that until, you know, the first of February there. But, you know, you come in and the board had raised just, a great awareness, a great amount of money. And Boys and Girls Club of America said, You're ready to go. Open the doors. And we made the announcement, and I hit the streets and got here, and here we go. But anyway, the award we're getting is a fundraising award. There's no more, you know, noble cause out there
absolutely.
Than actually starting a club. You know, you can have this campaign or that campaign, but, you know, when you lay down the foundation, you know, to change kids' lives, I don't think there's a better, you know.
Absolutely.
I don't think there's a better cause.
Yeah,
no
I mean.
No one else is worthy.
I tell you what, it just goes back to Muskegon and it's giving roots that there are a lot of folks that are very generous, you know, and Boys and Girls Club does carry with it some weight. I mean, it's not as though this is a 1 year. This is the first year that this concept of this club has started. I mean, it's been around for many, many years. So it does carry a little weight, which I think helps when you're out reaching out and looking for people to help. Fund and sustain the good things that it does, and so you know to be recognized already for that is pretty cool. Are you going with us? Are you
I'm going to come hang with you.
All right.
I can't let you guys have all of it.
All right, so Dakota, myself, and our vice president Mike Youngdahl, we're hopping in a car Friday morning, and we're heading to Ohio. To the Michigan Ohio Allegiance,
yeah, Alliance.
Alliance.
It's Allegiance. You know, it's a group of Boys and Girls Club throughout the state that kind of share common practices, and they actually, we actually got to access a grant, a Healthy Access
yes.
grant, and then they sent us a whole array of technology, get us kicked off, and you know, some monetary funds as well to kick off some really cool programs on the health initiative that'll help, you know, some of the other great things that are going on here in Muskegon as well.
It's awesome. It's just, you know, it just really gets you excited about, you know, in the next, you know, 3 weeks or so that the doors are going to be open. We're going to be up and running and hopping and moving and shaking and changing lives.
Yeah. Right under 3 weeks now.
Yeah.
I was breaking down because you got the, you know, the week by week now of what all has to be done to make sure everything is in place for that start date. And we're ahead of schedule.
That's awesome.
I didn't know that would happen. We were pretty aggressive on our scheduling.
Well, I remember when you first came on and the board asked, you know, here's kind of our target date, and you know, you were very diplomatic about it. You said that's aggressive. it's doable, but it's aggressive. And so, certainly, we appreciate all the work that you've done since you've been in town. I think, you know, you're probably getting your feet. You got your feet wet very quickly and got to meet a whole lot of people really quickly.
A lot of great people in town.
And you know, that's obviously that's part of what you're here to do. And you know, I know the board is very happy with its decision. I certainly am glad that you're here and that you've got some roots here now. And looking forward to this, our continued relationship as this moves forward. I'm excited about it.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And I mean, really, you know, the impact there with the kids and then setting up, there's some really neat info that we're getting out, like with the teacher surveys and what the kids need and some of those targeted programs, whether it's, you know, on the behavior side of things, whether it's on, you know, opening Nelson, kind of that priority school. You got math and you got reading that's, you know, at a bit of a low. So just you know, 1 hour, what we're going to focus on is specifics, you know, because we can't do everything great the first day. We're going to do things good, and then we're going to get there. But the first thing that we'll do great is our Power Hour, our homework program. We're going to knock that out of the park. And then once we get that down, we'll start tacking on. And that'll be the one thing that we always sink our teeth into. And that way all those kids, you know, we'll go back because we'll have those relationships with the teachers, you know, and see how little Johnny's doing in math and see how those grades improve. And, you know, by the time we're sitting here, you know, next fall, we can kind of cross compare grades from semester to semester and see, you know, we can rate ourselves and see how we're doing.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, that's all. Well, you know, and, you know, it kind of dovetails. You know, and we've seen this for a number of years at both at a national and state level. The idea of trying to focus in on early education. You know, that's where Head Start kind of came from, and the pre-K stuff, pre-K programs, and preschool was the big push to get kids into preschool to get that early learning started. And just yesterday was part of a panel of special interest groups and local leaders talking about the governor's commitment to add more funding to early education, and in particular focusing in on making sure that reading levels are where they're supposed to be at third grade. And so, you know, certainly, you know, these after-school programs like the Boys and Girls Club, focusing in on that. And that's what I love about the survey stuff, is that we're not just, you know, throwing something against the wall to see if it sticks. We're actually reaching out to the stakeholders that deal with these kids on a regular basis, including parents and students and teachers, and saying, you know, what are the needs and how are we going to address those needs specific to Muskegon mm-hmm. County?
Yeah, and that goes to, you know, and that's why, you know, as far as whenever we were asking hours and talking through that, it's one of those things, you know, we're going to do exactly what, you know, the community reflects. You know, Grand Rapids is going to run clubs different than Muskegon. Holland's going to run clubs different than Muskegon. You know, New York is going to run clubs different. So, you know, we're going to do what works for us, and we're going to collect, you know, as much info as we can from the community, and then pump as much Boys and Girls Club into it and tweak it and mold it. And we're going to make some pretty incredible results pretty quick.
I agree. And, you know, without you know, talking too much out of school, you know, I know that the board, from the board's perspective, you know, that expansion is always on our minds, and we're starting to explore that. I mean, it's important, I think, that we think about five steps ahead of ourselves, as long as we stay within our, you know, within our means a little bit. But, you know, I can tell you folks out there that we're already starting to talk about where to expand and the that particular target population. And, you know, there's some exciting things that are coming as a result of that. And you know, it's the community again coming together and doing what's right for it, in particular that foundation, those youngsters. I mean, that's what's very, very cool.
Yeah. And, you know, it's funny because they're still, you know, like 5 o'clock doesn't exist for us right now.
Right.
As we get the club off the ground. So as I was leaving the office, you know, we just got all the new hires and stuff in there, and they're like, all just, I'm going to steal a word from Jack Kennedy, they're just geeked to be here. But, you know, and so they're in there rocking and rolling and you know, kind of getting things along. And it makes it really easy whenever you see, you know, we've got how many kids in this county? 10,000, 13,000, somewhere right in there. Whenever you see that and you can drive down the street and you see kids with nothing to do, nothing going on, that's pretty, it's pretty inspiring. You know, we got a long way to go.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah, I mean, there certainly won't be a shortage of things to do or work to accomplish, or kids to reach out to. That is for sure. And you know, the big thing is that this is open to everybody. We want everybody to take advantage of it, and really embrace it, because this, you know, everywhere that I go and people that I run into and talk to, everybody says the same thing. And, you know, it's great to see happen, and it's been a long time coming. And it was just, I mean, it was an honor to be part of the wave that finally reached the shore instead of dying in the ocean. I mean, we actually reached the shore with this thing, and so it's pretty exciting stuff.
Yeah, and it's, you know, and two, it's, you know, it is the club like you were talking to, as far as it is for everybody. And, you know, there's been a lot of people call up and, well, you know, how can you work with this group or that group? And, you know, there's so many great people doing great things. And it gets back to, you know, there's thousands of kids that are underserved that, you know, none of us in this service industry for, you know, youth development will ever, you know, unfortunately, we'll probably, we'll always have a job.
Yes.
You know, we're never going to work ourselves out of a job. We can try our hardest, and we'll make your job easier. But
I'm all right with that. Listen, you know, I've always said that, you know, if there wasn't a lot of work for us to do, that'd be an all right thing.
Yeah,
that means that all these things that we're doing are working.
Yeah, and that's, and you know, you've got to sustain, and when you get to that point, you know, when a community gets to that point where everything's going on and clicking, so I mean, when, you know, the Boys and Girls Club is having their 30th or 40th anniversary, and we've got, you know, two generations that have, you know, come through the club already, and you can start to see some, you know, some really, you know, some data out there of, you know, we can have some Muskegon folks that say, you know, the club saved my life, or the club was the reason that I went to college, or the club was the reason I got my first job and then went on to do, you know, whatever it may be. So, you know, the club is that pivot point, and every kid needs a safe place and a positive place to go. You know, it doesn't matter if you've got a nice home life and you get to go home and there's a snack on the counter waiting for you, but, you know, there's probably no parent, no mom, no dad, maybe a TV's just sitting there. You know, you've got that versus, you know, being amongst your peers. I mean, we can all go back to grade school real quick. So everybody put yourself in that mindset. So you remember that feeling like when the bell rings and you're just excited, whatever you're excited about, whatever it is. And in this instance, it's the club. So the bell rings, you've got one of our staff members that's waiting at your school, you know, your teacher's door, ready to take you down to the games room. And you know, okay, well, hey, there's going to be volunteers there because I've really struggled with this math all day, because that's all you're thinking of. You know, you're in school. What else do you have to do besides homework?
Right.
So, you know, okay, well, I've been, you know, struggling on this. At least there's somebody there to help me. I'll knock that out. We're going to run to the games room. And I think, you know, Miss Emily had something going on, you know, in the gym, and there's some basketball league today. Oh, my gosh, wait. No, after that, it's the dodgeball tournament. Or, you know, we're going to go over to, you know, the YMCA, and that's a swim day that we've got set up. Or, you know, we're going to get to go down to, you know, the beach and do whatever project it is. Or, you know, go downtown and do some type of, you know, cleanup activity, or whatever it is, whatever gets you going. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not our job to make you a professional, you know, chef, or make you a professional, you know, artist. It's to spark that and ignite that fire inside of you that, you know, helps you get on the right path. And keeps you there, you know, and it's our job to connect you with those folks that can take you to the next step. You know, there was a kid that we had worked with. He wanted to be always a chef, and we ended up doing a project with him in the first month. You know, we had the last club open, and, you know, he's standing there in front of 120 people with his menu that he's created, and this chef and this restaurant locally, you know, had prepared all these dishes that he had made. You know, 100-plus people get the chance to try him. He's up there in his chef's outfit and his hat. What kind of 11-year-old gets, whatever, you know, get that opportunity? It was just putting him in touch with the right person.
Absolutely.
And that's what, you know, we're here to do. And we have the time to do it. You know, the cool thing about the club is we don't have our, you know, hands tied with this data or this reporting. You know, like, we get the chance to say, what do you need? What do you guys want to do? What's going to best benefit you? And just rock and roll with it.
Yeah, and I hope that, you know, I hope, and I know that you will preach that message. And I hope the kids really take advantage of the fact that there are a lot of professions and professionals that I think would take the time, if a young man or a young lady had an interest in, you know, you name it, whatever, take that time and spend that time giving them an opportunity to see what it's really like. I have no doubt that no matter what, you know, their vision or dream may be, there will be somebody here in this community that'd be willing to take, you know, 15, 30, 40 minutes out of their day just sit down and say, hey, listen, this is what it's really like.
You know, and it's one of those things. We had a kid too that wanted to do, you know, radio. So we'd send him in, you know, every week. He'd go in and kind of sit there and hang out and watch him work the board and all that stuff, which was cool. But it gets back to, you know, if you flip that around, yeah, we're here for the kids, and that's what we start with, and it's all about the kids. But from a volunteer standpoint, you know, I'm sure everybody out there, you know, at some point you've had somebody look up to you and you've been a mentor to somebody. We always used to get, you know, kids in, like, college or high school that wanted to go in kind of, you know, some path of, you know, nonprofit. And they'd be like, hey, can we job shadow you? Yeah, sure, hop along. And by the end of their day, you know, you feel so accomplished as, you know, that person that got the chance to be job shadowed. you know, and it always reignites that fire. Like, you know, you can see it from somebody else's eyes, and you kind of remember what it was like whenever you were starting to pursue that, and just kind of that hunger that you had, and it reignites, you know, what you've been doing. So, you know, it's one of those things too where I've seen it benefit the volunteers, you know, just as much as it's, you know, benefiting the kids.
Oh, absolutely.
So, you know, it really is. The club is one of those things that raises all tides. I've seen it, you know, bridge different communities. We were talking about, you know, the school divides and everything else. You know, I've seen it, you know, there's the last, you know, experience I had, 6 different school districts in a 10-mile radius. There was only 12,000 people in that town.
Right.
It was absurd.
Right.
And, you know, somehow, though, the club, the environment, you didn't have any little cliques here, or, you know, you weren't part of this school district or that school district,
right,
or you didn't go here, and your mom wasn't this person, your dad wasn't this person, and, you know, you played this sport, so you couldn't do this. The club washed away all of that, and I don't know if it's just by nature of, you know, so many different activities going on at one time, or even giving the kids, you know, you kind of have to start giving kids choices at some time, you know, positive choices. So, you know, whenever you enter the club, for each different age group, you're probably going to have 2 to 3 different, you know, sets of programs that you can do. You know, the gym might be open, or the science lab might be open, or the tech lab might be open. And in each one of those areas, you've got specialized staff that have a lesson, you know, ready to rock and roll for them. That's more than just, you know, it's more than just sitting there. I'll never forget, actually, it was at that food exhibit I was talking about for the kid that wanted to be the chef. He stood up there, and there was an after school program at that point in time that he was attending, and he was not fond of that particular program. They were doing great things, but they weren't pushing him enough. He was high functioning autistic.
Okay,
this kid could remember every bus number and every bus driver who drove every bus and their routes.
Wow,
it was insane. If you told him your phone number, he'd remember it. But anyway, he stands up there and he goes, "Now, people, I just want you to remember, and you need to know this. Now, the Boys and Girls Club," and this is whenever we're a month old, "now, we're not just sitting around doing worksheets, people. We're making a difference, and we're getting engaged." And this is 11-year-old saying, "making a difference," and getting engaged. Like, dude, who are you?
Yeah, right.
You know,
right,
you're 11.
Right.
So, you know, he's sitting there, and, you know, I'm about to pull my hair out, like, "No, you can't say these things. You know, you can't," because the teachers from that program were right there.
Oh.
I was like, "Oh, PR nightmare."
Yeah.
So, but anyway, it was just one of those things. That's the difference. It's, you know, I mean, if we're playing basketball, it's more than that. I mean, let's say the fifth grade boys are working on percentages, and, you know, the fifth grade girls are doing the same thing.
Sure.
And, you know, it's one of those things that, well, hey, you like basketball, but you hate this whole math thing. So let's find a way to kind of connect the two. Let's figure out our free throw, you know, percentage.
Right.
You know, you don't know this, but mine's fairly low. So whenever you ask me to be on that basketball team, I don't know. You should have got my stats first.
If we ever get to the line to shoot free throws, it'll be probably just to pull our shorts down. So, I mean, I'm not worried about whether they get made or not.
I have to get, like, the glass protectors and, you know, like the tie on.
Well,
work on a wardrobe.
I'm investing in, if I can find it, and I think it exists, but I'm going to invest in the sleeves that you put on your arms. Uh-huh. But I'm looking for ones that have tattoos on them. It'll look like I'm all tatted up.
I know a place. I think Anna's actually got some in her closet. She went as some kind of rock star 1 year.
Oh, yeah?
Halloween.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm hoping to do a couple arms. So, you know, it'll look like I got the ink, but, you know, at the end of the day, I can pull the sleeves off, and I'm back to...
I'm thinking of going as Jackie Moon.
There you go. There you go.
I'm going to shoot granny style as well.
That's all right. I think everything's on the table, quite frankly. You know, they have not sent to us any rules or anything like that yet. I'm sure that's coming, but yeah, I think everything's on the table, man.
This will be fun. It's for a good cause, too.
Absolutely a good cause. Absolutely a good cause.
Can't beat that. And we'll have to have our, you know, we'll have to bring the club kids in for a cheering section.
I mean, that goes without saying.
I mean, because, you know, we don't have kids in the program yet, but I know they're going to want to make fun of me as much as they can.
Absolutely. You know? Well, yeah, and by October, that club should be, like, busting at the seams.
We could pack the stadium.
Which is all right.
We can do that.
Which is all right. We lost Big Rob, and I'm not sure where he went. So, I mean, I'll give out the request line, but I have no clue if you call in. how to answer that. Look at that. It's Mihan. Mihan, you know, what's happening, man? Here we go. I mean, it's like a revolving door around here. There must be stuff.
Hey, when I get left here by myself, sometimes things just happen, and it wasn't Mihan just saved me from a lot of stuff. So, I mean, DJQ89 saved me from a lot of stuff. Thank you, DJQ89. I appreciate it.
DJQ89.
Yeah.
you're going to have to tell me where that name comes from because. Yeah.
It's my last name.
Okay.
Q Quinn.
Uh-huh.
And 89 is the year I was born in.
Nice. Yep, DJQ89.
Yep.
Nice. Then I'd be DJ H71.
Oh, yeah. That sounds pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have to do that.
Yeah.
Let's do a drop on him, Q.
DJ H71?
71.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we had to get a picture of him behind some turntables.
He can be on the mix on Fridays.
Listen, I'm going to need you because you may be a part of this, but, you know, we've got something planned for the Beat Awards this year.
Yeah.
This year. Yeah. This year. We got some plan that is going to knock people's socks right off. They're going to fall off their chairs. They're going to say, I of all the things that I envisioned potentially happening, that never even came close to the radar. It's going to be off the hook.
Was your wife and your children involved in that decision?
No, we made that decision here.
Here, you were okay with it here.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe your wife and it was like, you know, you could do this, honey.
Oh, I don't think I've told her yet.
Oh, you haven't?
No. That might be all part of the surprise.
Yes. Oh, that would be great. Yes.
No better way to let her know than on live air.
Well, no. It's
no. This is going to be a big surprise to the whole entire world.
So now that you got the tease, ladies and gentlemen, because that's all you're going to get is a tease.
That's it.
Start marking your calendars for the Beat Awards 2015.
Yes,
and make sure that you get your tickets early.
Yes, because we got some spectacular. Going to happen.
Spectacular
that's going to happen.
A lot of talent. There's going to be a lot of talent.
There's going to be a lot of talent there this year coming up, y'all. Y'all are going to be surprised. It's going to knock your socks off. It's going to be all that in a bag of chips. Trust me. You're going to enjoy it. Because I know I am. Well, DJ.
What? You're going to join the show now? I mean, you know, we've been staring at an empty chair. I know. Listen, you've got Big Rob PA responsibilities right now. I mean, I understand that. I don't know if PA is listening.
Oh, he's listening.
All right. Hey, yeah, PA, if you're listening, I got to tell you that
listening.
I've never seen this man hustle any. I mean, you know, you'd think that there were like tacos in this studio that he's running around so hard. I mean, that's how fast he was running from the taco place to get here on time.
And PA, when you get back and I tell you what all happened, you're gonna get a good kick out of this. You really are.
Yeah,
he's listening.
That's well, you know that I say that in jest, but you know I do see some taco sauce on his face. I mean, I know, I'm sure he was hungry, and I apologize. I got to work until 5. But
a mild salsa hanging out.
Yeah, just that's all right. Like I said, little Rob needs to get fed too.
I was going to call the request line just to see what happened.
Well, it definitely. I mean, we do get you know every once in a while, Dakota. Some folks call in. We get some great questions, great comments. A lot of things that we talk about today. A little bit different. I mean, which I appreciate, you know, being able to talk about other things other than, you know, what's happening in the courthouse necessarily. So, I mean, it's always I would suspect that we'll try to have you on from time to time. Heck, I mean, I won't be surprised one day I'm listening and it's the Dakota Crow Show.
We had a good time the other day. We had a great time. You know, you shot me, you know, Paul's
I did. It's my own fault.
Come on in. 5:15. It's like today.
It's my own fault.
I'm
you know,
in.
Look, when DJ gives you sends you a text, it's like EF Hutton.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody listens.
Oh. I was here yesterday. Yeah.
I know. Everybody listens.
Everybody listens, please.
Well, you know, he's just got that cool, calm demeanor.
Yes.
You know? I mean, you can't not.
He'll always send us a text. He say, like you ever watch The Godfather or what is that, Scarface?
Uh-huh.
One of the two where they say, no, it's The Godfather, where they say, gosh, how does that go? It was on the tip of my tongue, and I just lost it, where they say, gosh, Lord Jesus Christ, I can't believe I got a brain freeze that quick. Oh, man, they say something about doing it my way.
Sleeping with the fishes?
Sleeping with the fishes. There you go.
I don't know.
That's DJ.
Sleeping with the, wait a second.
DJ.
A different quote.
DJ.
You're making me a mafia guy now?
DJ, I tell you if you don't do it my way, you'll be sleeping with the fishes. Mm. Okay, we got a caller. I'm going to go for this. DJ, I know you got to run.
All right.
But I'm going to go for this, and hopefully everything turns out okay.
That's a ringing endorsement, Rob.
You're live on the DJ Hilson Show.
Big Rob, I don't think it's possible that they lost you.
Huh?
The studio's not that big. How'd they lose you?
Wait.
This is Ray Anthony. I'm calling from Grand Rapids. I'm listening on the Android app.
Hey, all right.
All right. Thank you, Ray.
No, but the chair for sure must have been happy for a while, though.
You know what? I like Mr. Anthony already.
There you go.
Whoa!
What did you do? Okay, there we go. All right, there we go. I got it now.
Jeepers, creepers. They're messing with the volume and everything. I feel like my eardrums are blown out. I apologize for that.
I thought you were trying to turn me down. He usually tries to mute me.
No. Not me, Ray. I would never do that to you, Ray. You're a good friend of mine. Thank you for calling in. DJ, he appreciates it, I know.
Oh, absolutely.
Ray?
No problem. I'll keep listening, sir.
Yeah, keep listening.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah. That was Ray Anthony out of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Very good friend of ours. Sometimes my buddy Ray, he can get people's blood pressure up in a roar, boy.
Hey.
Ray, I love him to death. I truly do. But Ray can get people's blood pressure up.
That's all right. You know, I mean.
And I didn't want your blood pressure to get any higher than what it already is.
Hey, man, it's like what? Listen, I'm as laid back as you can get. I'm so laid back that, you know, if I don't check my own pulse, I think I'm dead. So, I mean, it's all good.
Stuff is slipping my mind today for some reason.
For the schedule he keeps, it's odd.
Right?
Yeah.
Hey, you know,
DJ is awesome.
It's insane. It's like Superman.
Yes.
I swear he's going to, you know, take the suit off and go fly out the window.
So there are some days that I'd like to do that.
Do you keep a little bottle of 5-hour energy in your pocket?
No, man. Just don't need 5-hour energy. Just need life, baby. That's it. Man, I'm high on life. That's it. That's all I need. That's all I need.
Actually, 5-hour energy takes DNA samples of.
That's DJ. Right.
That's the actual. You know, 5-hour energy was a byproduct of DJ.
That's right.
I don't know if anyone knew that
that's
or not.
Right.
That's fact. That's actually, you can Google that. I think.
That's right. I'm currently working on the patent for that, and I tell you what. Obviously, good news. Everything good. Rolling. Everything's moving fast forward with the club, but we got some great events coming up. April 2nd, and also the grand opening on April 13th. And if you did attend the Izzo event some time ago, Mr. Izzo did promise to come back and visit the club. So I'm looking forward to that.
He also told me that I could not mess it up. And he would be watching me, and he kind of lit a fire underneath me, and he said, "Do not mess this up."
Tom Izzo has a way of motivating people.
It was. I felt privileged.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, it's pretty cool.
Okay, DJ, you got another call. All right. I know you got to go.
That's okay.
Yeah. Your caller, you're live on the air.
Mr. Hills, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
How you guys doing? I have a question for the prosecutor.
We still have him. Hello, you still there?
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, on a more serious note, I was wondering whether or not if you're on parole and you complete the rules of your parole and it's time to get off, if they do not allow you to get off, is that like a violation on their behalf?
Well, when you're talking about parole, that's a little outside of our jurisdiction in the prosecutor's office. That's a Department of Corrections program. Now, I will say, you know, from experience and from talking to parole agents, that if you certainly complete parole without any violations, that ultimately you are removed from supervision, and it's called a discharge. You know, and as long as you do what you're supposed to do and you know, follow the rules, so to speak, I know that usually the parole board always gives an end date to supervision, and once you reach that end date, you should be discharged and no longer under supervision. What sometimes gets in the way of that is if you have violations for whatever reason, whether it be you miss an appointment or if you test positive for a controlled substance or if you commit a new crime, that can always delay your initial discharge date. But for the most part, if you do everything that you're supposed to, you should be discharged.
Okay.
So none of those issues exist and you still wasn't discharged, would that be a violation of MCL?
I guess I don't understand the question.
You need to turn your phone, your listening device down in the background because it's an echo coming back because you're listening to it through your radio or whatever. Just turn that down and talk into the phone.
However, if you did comply with all the rules and norms that they do have to offer,
yeah,
and they do not let you off parole at that point in time, would that be a violation?
Oh, I see what you're saying. I understand the question now. Well, you know, that would be an issue that you'd have to raise with your parole agent because, you know, they're supposed to you're supposed to be discharged and there must be something that is getting in the way of that. So I guess from my standpoint, that would be a question that you should ask your agent about because they would have they'd have all the information in front of them as to why either you are or are not being discharged.
Okay, caller, thank you for calling. We have another caller on the air, and I got to get DJ out of here. Caller number two, you're on air.
Hello, guys. This is G-Man, and I got a question for the prosecutor.
Yes, sir.
Unfortunately, we dealt with a tragic incident that happened on Isabella with couples. Can you go into some of the things that maybe couple can get into where they will stay out of maybe stabbing their mate? Is there anything that you recommend that something that can happen so we don't get to that incident of somebody stabbing someone? That's one.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is we know about the shooting that happened, the road rage that happened, or somebody losing their temperature and shooting at somebody. Can you talk about those things or things that we can do to stop those things so they won't happen?
Well, those are two great questions. You know, quite honestly, it's all about conflict resolution. And, you know, everybody deals with conflict differently. You know, the way that you deal with it or somebody else deals with it is different than the way that I might deal with it. You know, sometimes if people are more, I guess, outward with how they resolve conflict, and what I mean by that is, you know, they become aggressive or, you know, they become violent or, you know, they show more outward signs of that. That's when you need to start looking at and seeking professional help. And by that, I mean, you know, I'm not suggesting you have to take any kind of controlled substance to control that, but there are professionals out there that will sit down and listen to you and work with you on strategies and solutions on how to manage that conflict, how to manage that anger. And really figure out where that's coming from, because a lot of times that anger is a product of events in your life, whether it was an event in your life when you were a kid or an event in your life when you were an adult. Those folks can kind of work through that, identify that, and then work on what I'll call nonviolent ways of dealing with that. Because ultimately, you know, if you take your second point, the road rage situation, I mean, not only are you putting, when you act like that, not only are you putting the person that you're mad at in jeopardy, but you're putting yourself in jeopardy. Because, you know, when you lose your judgment and your ability to kind of control that, and you're driving a vehicle, you're driving a, you know, what a lot of judges used to call, you know, a 2,000-pound missile. And you know, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to get protected in the end. And so, you know, from my standpoint, if folks are recognizing that they're having a hard time dealing with that, first of all, personally, they need to start thinking about, okay, where can I reach out to resolve that, or to work on ways that I can help resolve that for myself. But to your first point, when it involves either boyfriend-girlfriend situation or a lot of times husband and wife, you know, you can't let that stuff build up and fester and boil over. If you as a couple start recognizing that that's an issue, it's an issue. And it doesn't go away overnight, and it doesn't necessarily always go away by just trying to work on it yourself. Sometimes you do have to, again, seek out that professional help. And there are marriage counselors all over the place, and I don't think you have to be married to go to a marriage counselor. I mean, it's more of a relationship counselor. I mean, you can sit down with somebody and talk about, you know, what's going on in your relationship, and is it good, is it bad, you know, what are the things that I do that you don't like, and what are the things that you do that I don't like, and start working on that, because if you don't start trying to resolve those issues, we get to that point like we did over the weekend where it bubbles over to the point where it's violent and somebody gets hurt or killed.
Right.
You know, it's, you know, from a male standpoint, sometimes that can be very difficult to recognize, like, mm-hmm. Hey, listen, I don't need to go see a head shrink or some. I don't need to talk about it, my problems with anybody else. But if you don't get that stuff addressed, it only is going to turn. It's unhealthy for you, and two, it could turn into something that becomes, you know, a more serious situation. And so, my advice is that you recognize that you have a problem first and foremost, and mm-hmm. accept it, but fix it. Mm-hmm. Like I said, there are plenty of people out there and agencies and organizations out there that are willing to sit down and spend time with you and work on solutions. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you, Carla, for calling
Great.
In. DJ, I know you got to get out of here. Thanks for coming by. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Up next, me and PA are going to finish our show. And around 6:30, 6:45, you will hear Big Red's radio network bringing you the Big Reds and Lansing game. Thank you once again, DJ.
I want to say thank you for Dakota for coming you. Back. I mean, he's already solidifying himself for his own show. So, I mean,
thanks for having
we
me.
We got you covered.
I'm his agent, by the way. So when we start negotiating contracts here.
Go through you.
Yeah. Okay. But, you know, make sure you guys listen to my good friend Bob Eckert and the Big Reds tonight. Go Big Reds. Like I said, blow them out. Please.
Yes.
Blow them out.
Oh, dunk for DJ.
Dunk for DJ.
Dunk for DJ.
I'm going to have T-shirts, I think, made for dunk for DJ. I don't think they'll put them on.
Hey, though. That's a good idea. Just gave me an idea for something.
I don't think.
There's this little light bulb.
Oh, yeah. Man. Yeah, he can't think of a quote, but man, oh, man, you talk about T-shirts and the light bulb goes on. Good golly.
I'm glad it was recorded so I'll remember it.
There we go.
Thank you once again, DJ. You just listened to DJ Hilson's show. Get ready for PA, Big Reds Radio Network.
You have just heard Straight Talk with DJ Hilson. Listen live every second and fourth Tuesday of every month. Or catch us on the web at www.1037.com.